You might know Gahanna from its annual blues and jazz festival, or maybe its quaint downtown. As part of our Curious CBuzz series, WOSU's Gabe Rosenberg investigated Gahanna's lesser-known identity, the herb capital of Ohio.
Walking through Creekside Park, tucked between downtown Gahanna and Big Walnut Creek, I see a bunch of trees. At first. As Brooke Sagenheim leads me along the path, she lists their names and their traits. Black walnut trees scattering nuts across the ground. Pawpaws that are not quite ripe yet. Then she thrusts a bright green leaf into my face.
Mint?
Mm-hmm, spearmint. What do you smell?
Smell a mojito in the making.
Yes, exactly.
Brooke is the manager of the Ohio Herb Education Center, located in a small house just outside of the park. It's her job to teach the public about herbs, not just the ones in this park, although there are plenty.
I love the spiciness of thyme.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
She can tell you that yarrow was used to stop bleeding in World War I, show you that lovage grows over 4 feet tall and tastes like fennel, how other breeds of mint can taste like berries and cream, and teach you how to grow them in your own backyard.
I kind of like to subscribe to a larger definition of what herbs are. Plants that are useful.
You can find herbs anywhere, but it's because of Jane Bunny Giroux they found a special place in Gahanna. Beginning in the 1960s and 70s, the towns and suburbs around Columbus pushed to distinguish themselves apart from the city. Reynoldsburg took the title of Home of the Tomato. Marion became known for its popcorn, Pickerington for violets. According to Gahanna Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Lori Jadwin, defining Gahanna was a matter of pride for Bunny, a prominent member of the local historical society.
Gahanna at the time was really a developing community. A lot of subdivisions were being built. And a developer happened to make a comment to Bunny one day that Gahanna was never going to be anything more than a bunch of subdivisions. Bunny did not take too kindly to that.
In 1972, along with State Representative Joanne Davidson, Bunny pushed for the Ohio legislature to pass a resolution declaring Gahanna the herb capital of Ohio. Why Gahanna? Well, Bunny herself was an avid gardener, and no other town had claimed the title. Otherwise, it wasn't an obvious pairing. Unlike Reynoldsburg and the tomato, Gahanna played no prominent role in the development of the herb industry. There are no spice businesses based there. Its environment is fine for herb cultivation, but nothing to write home about. Gahanna's herb embrace really came afterward, along with the creation of the Herb Education Center. The town built herbal gardens and an herbal trail that winds through the parks. You can celebrate Herb Day every May, right after the Urban Restaurant Week. And Lori Jadwin says you can get an herb-infused cocktail anytime at the 9 stops of the Herbal Cocktail Trail.
So we're all vying for that visitor. What makes Gahanna separate? Why should a visitor want to come here versus any one of the other suburbs around the area?
Recently, as part of a rebranding effort, Gahanna surveyed its residents about what the town meant to them. Their responses were about the small town feel, the community, the parks and trails. Their new brand is Where Currents Connect. No herbs in sight. After all that, I had one more question for Brooke.
How many people know that Gahanna is the herb capital of Ohio?
A lot more than when I started.
Good answer.
Gabe Rosenberg, WOSU News.